Oh, my father would not be amused, given his nature of being serious. Oh, no. Stay here for a while, madam. I'm sure you still have a lot to share. Now! No, no, Father. Let me handle this. I cannot believe that you, out of all our servants, would cause this. My lovely dress is now ruined because of you! Don't apologize. Words will not fix my dress. If you are foolish enough to even try to fix this incident, you will see me after the party. Do not keep me waiting. Good. Now, get back to work. No, I'm fine, honestly. It's unbelievable. There you are. I was hoping you'd come. We have a lot to talk about. Don't be silly. Not just tonight's incident, but about other similar incidents ever since you started working for my father about a month ago. This is not the first time you've made a mess of yourself. My mother recently had one of her old dresses covered in tea stains. God, she even yelled out, "Blimey, my pearl-lined dress is smothered in brown spots! Who did this? Who was the scoundrel that did this?" When I heard my mother scream out those words, I knew who the culprit was. No need to explain yourself, servant. I see you for what you are, a bumbling, idiotic slave who cannot control his clumsiness. My father's reputation is now going to vanish quite significantly, and the worst case for you is you'll be dismissed and out of work, left to wander the streets like a madman. And don't think I'm done with you yet. You see, tonight is the last straw. I've had enough of your mistakes. You make messes. You attack our possessions. You fail to defend yourself under pressure. But most importantly, you're alone with me. Oh, be still. Let me press my lips onto yours, you dirty man. Don't panic. I just want to play with you. Oh, wait. I didn't explain myself. My apologies. You see, I'm not exactly everything people expect me to be. I may be sophisticated and reserved in the public eye, but behind closed doors, I'm a whore for rebellion. Don't be ridiculous. I hate my father so much. Do you have any clue how much he scolds me when I don't do certain things? And it doesn't help that my mother has ridiculously high standards as he does. No. I have to look happy all the time for my family and whenever we're in public. My life is nothing but trapped in a gilded cage. Of course, you wouldn't understand because you come from a poor family. It might seem like paradise when you're rich, but the reality is it impairs your freedom because of the reputation one must maintain to be rich in the first place. I do apologize for screaming my head off at you. I'm the daughter of a wealthy aristocrat, after all. I have to keep up appearances. But deep down, I'm the very things my parents hate. A whore, a dirty girl, a hoodlum, a deviant. Oh, and I'm so fucking wicked at that as well. Did I just say fuck? Bad girl, you dirty, disgraceful whore, you have shamed this entire family. Oh, to be honest, I really couldn't care less about what my family would think of me if they found out about who I really am, because I find it so liberating to break free from tradition. Nothing wrong with a little controversy. I'll tell you a secret. Every Saturday night, I sneak out of home to do the things only street hooligans would do. That's how much of a rebel I am. I'm sure you can imagine all the naughty things I do. Too much to take in, is it? Why are you pushing me away? You don't like me. I don't believe you. Don't be so pretentious. Now I know you have an attraction to me. You just couldn't act on it. Because you fear how my father, your employer, would react if he found out. But every time we cross paths, I always notice the way you looked at me. Every time you did, you always caused an accident. I guess it's my fault that all of those incidents occurred because I distracted you without even trying. Stop? Why should I stop? I'm getting what I desire. That's right. I haven't told you yet. I have an attraction to you as well. Oh, of course, I never told you because, again, I must keep up appearances. Imagine the scandal if everyone knew what we were doing. Oh, my father is certainly going to fire you after tonight. So I called you to my quarters because this is my last chance to copulate with you. You heard me correctly. I've had this desire for you for so long. Keeping my lust for you in check has depraved my mind of logical thinking for the last several months. Until now. Oh my. I never expected to see such muscle under your clothes. Most male servants don't usually have that. So lean and muscular. It's no wonder I fell for you at first sight. I'm already going to miss having you around. So I want to make this night special. Let me step back so I can take my clothes off for you. Could you help me with this corset, please? It's so tight around my waist. Why, yes, of course it's painful. But in all seriousness, could you go faster? I can't wait to be free of this monstrosity. Almost there. I can feel it getting looser. By heavens. I feel like chains around my body have been melted away. I feel free. And if I'm honest, I became so hot and flustered when you spilt the glass onto my dress. I felt like an oven while wearing it, and the water cooled me so. It got hotter for me because it turned me on so much, and I have you to thank for that. And look at you, staring at my body, all exposed. I knew you lusted after me. It was only a moment of time before I made it consume you. For a time. Now, Would you mind removing your pants? You see me stark naked. I should get to see you in the same way. What a lovely cock you have. Oh, I've waited a long time for this. I can feel your cock throbbing against me. Do you want to put it in? You do. I'd like to savor it. Make you ache with anticipation. But don't worry, I promise to make it worth the wait. What? You're having second thoughts? Naughty, naughty. Don't you want to spite my father after he fires you by robbing his daughter of her virginity? I'm inviting you to do just that. Besides, my father intends to put me in an arranged marriage. I want to lose my virginity to a lowly servant to spite him and his chosen suitor. You won't have another chance like this. What an eager little man. Come with me. Oh! Ah, you weren't expecting that, were you? didn't think so. This moment is too perfect. Wouldn't you agree? Now, my dear servant, I want you to fuck me. You heard me. I want you to stick your lovely cock into me. You know what I mean, do you? Yes. Must I remind you that I want your help in spiting my father? Or are you so reserved that you have to deny yourself satisfaction of taking his daughter's virginity and losing yours? Are you a man or a baby? Oh, then stop the complaints and just get on top of me. I think I savored it for long enough. Finally, I get to feel what it's like to have a man inside me. And it's from a man I've lusted after. Quiet now. This is the best intercourse I think I'll ever get. The man that my father is considering to wed me. Too uncultured. Unsatisfactory. You're twice the man than all 10 potential suitors combined. I'm not saying that just to make you feel better. I genuinely mean it. You make me feel so good. I wish my father would let you marry me. Yes, you fuck me real good. Oh, I know. I said another bad word. I'm such a bad girl. What will you do? Oh, Lord, this is so much. Oh, yes, don't stop. Oh, bloody Nora. Keep ramming your cock into me. I want to take in a creamy load. Oh, come on. Keep going. I can feel that you want to release. Go on. Oh, release. Let your load out into me. Oh, that was disgusting. Disgustingly orgasmic. Oh, you felt so good. The only time we could do this again is in our dreams. But after you go, I will be thinking of you any time my suitor beds me. It was nice to get this experience from the man I craved behind my father's back. You'll be sorely missed by me. This was fun while it lasted. Oh, it's a shame we can't do this again while we're physically close. Now that I think about it, I'm never going to be truly happy again after you're gone. I'll be there in a minute. I still want to scold this useless servant. And you best hope God is on your side when you try to look for employment. I hope you shrivel and die! I don't actually mean that. I'm just playing along, my handsome servant. I think it's quite merciful to let you muse on your failures for a moment. And after that, you can get your face out of my home! Use this time to get your clothes back on quickly, before they come in and discover our love.